Before we kick off with tonight's show,
viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome, dear listeners, to Rare Eddie One Talks, where we talk about the Owl Man of Cornwall. I'm your guide through the shadows. I'm your host, Rare Eddie One, and together we'll tiptoe the realm of the inexplicable. Picture this. The moon hangs low, casting elongated shadows across the ancient stones of St. Mornin and St. Stephen's Church in Cornwall. The air thickens and the wind cries a haunting melody, a chorus of owl-like screeches. Our tale belongs with two young girls, June and Vicky Mellon, their eyes wide as they glimpse a creature that defies reason, a feathered spectre with crimson eyes perched atop a church tower. Its wings unfurl and it hovers, a bridge between worlds. But is it flesh or spirit? A guardian or a harbinger? Skeptics laugh, attributing it to mere barn owls or elaborate pranks. Yet the locals know better. They speak of curses, lost souls, and the owl man's insatiable hunger for souls. In this podcast, we'll unravel the threads of folklore, shift through eyewitness accounts, and peer into the abyss. We'll ask the questions that echo through time. What secrets lie hidden in the owl's gaze? Why does it haunt cliffs and churchyards? And what if, just what if, it's not alone? So, my fellow seekers of the strange, adjust your headphones, dim them lights, and brace yourselves for the heart of darkness. The Owl Man of Cornwall awaits. Remember, folks, when the moon is high and the wind whispers secrets, you're never truly alone. Feel the chill. Let's embark on the spine-tingling journey together. So I hope you like that little intro I put together, folks. I really do hope you enjoy that. So yes, we are talking about the Cornish folklore, the Owl Man of Cornwall, also known as the Cornish Owl Man or the Owl Man of Mornan, is a owl-like humanoid creature. It is said to have been seen around 1920-ish in the 20s and again in 1976. There's been other sightings as well, but these are the two main sightings. And it has been seen in the village of Mornan, Cornwall, UK. The story originated when two young girls on holiday in Mornan reported seeing a large feather bird-like man hovering above the Tower of St. Mornan and St. Stephen's Church. The girl's father cut short their family holiday, which is big, especially in the 70s, just to cut the holiday short. Fucking hell, are you kidding me? The girl's father cut the holiday short after hearing their tale. The creature was dubbed Owlman, and sightings continued sporadically over the years. However, it's likely that church towers, common nesting places for barn owls, where the sources of these sightings, some even believe that the whole thing may have been a hoax. So while the legend persists, the Owl Man remains a mysterious figure in Cornish folklore. Now, yes, we will get into it. Is this a hoax? Just a plain misidentification of owls? Or is it the real deal? Is it a cryptid? And yes, we are continuing my little cryptid, UK cryptid a-thon. And yes, we are in Cornwall this time. A little state in England, I guess. A little county in England, Cornwall. Beautiful place. Never been, but I will definitely be going there, checking out some cryptids. And for you Americans listening, it is the birthplace of the Cornish pasty. Oh, Cornish pasty. get in my belly. Yes, so we are, I'm going to try and cover a lot of UK cryptids, big, small, and I'm mainly going to be concentrating on the unknown, the ones what aren't really known to the world. Yes, the Owl Man is known, but it, looking at cryptids in the UK, you get Nessie, you get the Beast of Bogmin Moor, and if you really look into it, you may get a red cap. That's all I knew for the longest time. Being a really sort of person who loves the conspiracies, cryptids, aliens, UFOs, ghost stories, if you'd have told me about the Owl Man of Cornwall, I would have said, "You what?" "You what?" But yes, so this is my little series of UK cryptids. And we will cover, you know, cryptids around the world, in a bit of a cryptid binge, I suppose you could call it. But before we get on to the main topic of the show, a couple of items from myself. If you are new here, thank you and welcome. Welcome to this podcast of curiosity, Rare Anyone Talks, where we talk all things conspiracy, paranormal, ghosts, aliens, cryptids, and all things bloody strange. Yes, it's just me, and yes, I will be looking for hosts, guest hosts, and all that lovely stuff. That'd be awesome. But I just love this kind of stuff. I love all things conspiracy. You know, when I say conspiracy, I lump everything like from aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal, you know, all that under the banner of conspiracy. And you're probably thinking, you fucking idiot. Love talking about all this stuff. And yes, I do film them and I do put them up on YouTube, which YouTube is really hammering that type of content at the minute. It's really hammering down. So I'm just thinking I may just put them out on Rumble. I may still put them out on YouTube. I'm just umming and ahhing about it. I'm really, really behind on that. I'm like, this is the 48th episode, and I think I'm round about releasing the 13th, 14th episode. So yeah, I've got fucking 40 odd episodes to upload to YouTube and Rumble. But if you are new here, please hit that follow button if you think I've earned it. If you want, leave me a bloody review and I will read it out. Check out my bloody dyslexia if you want. So yes, I am highly dyslexic, so if that does put you off, I totally understand. I have tools to help me, and I edit the fuck out of this post, out of this podcast, but I'm only human at the end of the day. I will probably miss some of it. As well as me being dyslexic, I go off on tangents. I interrupt myself all the goddamn time. So we call this little journey, I call this little journey a pathway. But on the pathway, we have little stop-offs, little alleyways I normally go down. And the alleyways I come, am I going off on a tangent, interrupting myself. But yes, so that out of the way, I always drink on these podcasts. And today is no different. I am going to be drinking. I think this might be the first time I've drinking this on this show. But it is a premium cider. The name of the cider I'm going to read out, you'd be thinking, that's not fucking premium, you fucking dickhead. But it's Copperberg. It's my go-to. It's Copperberg Strawberry and Lime. It's a 4%. Big 500ml bottle. I'm going to hold it up to the camera. It's lovely and chilled. I'm going to open it. Cue that game music, because we're going to have a little review of this Copperberg Strawberry and Lime. Oh, you can smell the strawberries, you can smell the limes, and you can smell that lovely Copperberg cider. Oh, that is just plain delicious. Copperberg Strawberry and Lime is my go-to. If I see it on tap, I'm fucking having it. I'm having it. Oh, is it pretty much every Wetherspoons, and it's normally the cheaper cider. I say cheaper cider, it's like £2.50 or something like that, like £2.69. Oh, fuck me, it's delicious. You get that strawberry taste, that intense strawberry sweetness. And then you get the sharp citrus lime kicking. You barely taste the cider. You barely get that heat of the cider, which is why I love it, because I love drinking pop or soda pop to you American. I know you guys do know what cider is, because I do love myself some Angry Orchard. Pretty sure it's Angry Orchard, your American hard cider. Delicious. But this is my go-to strawberry lime. Like I say, let's give a quick gay smell test. It smells of strawberries, it smells of lime, it smells of delicious, delicious cider. Like I say, you don't, sipping this, you don't get a strong cider taste. You get a strawberry, and then you get the little kick of lime, citrus kick of lime in the back. In the back end, you get that citrus kick in the back end. Delicious. Highly recommend it. I'm not sponsored. I would love to be sponsored by Copperberg Strawberry Lime. Fuck me. Get me a strawberry lime cider Copperberg sponsorship deal. That'd be awesome. I might write to them. I've got two people listening to this show. You should give me a sponsor. I don't know if I've even got that many people listening to me. And if I've got no one, like I say, highly recommend that beer. I give it a 9.1. I'm going to do my reviews a little bit like Dave Portnoy. One sip, everyone knows the rules, and I'll have three or four fucking sips. So one thing that I don't get: one bite, everyone knows the rules. He has a bite, then he bites the crust, and then he has another bite. So that's three bites already, dude. I still love him. I still love it though. But anyway, let's get on with the Cornish cryptid. So let us dive into the eerie case of the Owlman of Cornwall, the legend of the Owlman in the quaint village of Mornan, nested along the rugged Cornish coast. Whispers of a legendary creature began to circulate in the summer of 1976. The locals spoke of a being that defied explanation, a fusion of owl and man, haunting the ancient churchyard. It all began with two young sisters, June and Vicky Melling, who were vacationing with their family one sunny afternoon as they explored the churchyard of St. Mornan and St. Stephen's Church. They encountered something otherworldly. Their eyes widened as they beheld a creature perched atop a church tower, a creature with feathers, piercing eyes, and humanoid features. It was the Owlman. The girl's father, alarmed by their vivid account, decided to cut short their holiday and return home. But the legend had taken root. Soon other villagers reported glimpses of the mysterious being. Some claimed it glided silently through moonlit skies, while others swore they heard its eerie cries echoing across the cliffs. As the years passed, the Owlman became a fascination and a fear. Folklorists speculated on its origins. Was it a guardian spirit, a harbinger of doom, or perhaps a forgotten deity from the ancient times? The church tower where the initial sightings occurred became a pilgrimage site for those seeking a glimpse of the elusive creature. Yet skepticism lingered. Skeptics pointed out barn owls common in the area could easily be mistaken for something more supernatural. The skeptics and the believers argued and discussed, weaved tales from the shadows and half-seen shapes. Still, the alert of the Owlman persists, a symbol of mystery, wonder, and the thin veil between our world and the unknown. So, dear listener, so whether the Owlman truly exists or merely filters through the twilight of imagination, it remains etched into the fabric of Cornish folklore, the feathered enigma forever perched on the edge of reality. So the St. Mornan and St. Stephen's Church in Mornan, Cornwall, England, is where the Owlman was first sighted. Here are some details of the historic church. History of the church date back to the 13th century, with its towers constructed in the 14th and 15th century. Over time, it underwent several restorations, including one in 1827 when the north wall was rebuilt. Architect James Piers St. Alban led the significant restoration effort in 1879 to 1880, during which portions of the north and south walls were rebuilt and stained glass windows were added. By then, the church was in a ruinous state and no longer suitable for worship. Patron saint for church is dedicated to Saint Mornan, also known as Morganus, a Breton monk who is said to have settled in the area in the 6th century. Notable features include a fragment of a crosshead built into the north alley wall discovered in the churchyard in the 1881. The church houses an organ originally from All Saints Church in Marzainon. It was built by J.W. Walker and Sons in 1875 and has since been enlarged. Ooh, an enlarged organ.
Nice.
That has piqued my interest. The church stands on a picturesque site overlooking the mouth of the Helford River and its ancient stones echoing centuries of worship and folklore. So, is the church on a ley line? St. Stephen's Church in Mornan, Cornwall, England, is not specifically associated with ley line. However, it holds its own mystical charm, dating back to the 13th century.
But how do we know, Marge? How do we know?
So no, it is nowhere near a ley line, so we can't attribute the sightings to ley lines. So other sightings were Sally Chapman and Barbara Perry, two 14-year-old girls aware of the Owlman's tale encountered a creature resembling a big owl with pointed ears as big as a man. Its glowing eyes and black piercing like claws left them shaken. Other sightings over the years, sporadic claims emerged. Witnesses reported hearing owl-like sounds in the churchyard during 2000. However, skeptics attribute these sightings to barn owls, common nest in church towers. Ah, so yes, could it be a owl? So today, the locals believe the Owlman remains a blend of mystery, folklore, and local intrigue in Cornwall, while some dismiss it as a mere legend or misidentified barn owls, others hold onto the possibility of otherworldly presence. The churchyard of St. Mornan and St. Stephen's Church still draws curious visitors, hoping for a glimpse of the elusive feathered enigma, whether believers or skeptics. So let us have a quick look at the story of the Owlman. So the remote church, so this is Cornwall Live. We are at Cornwall Live. A remote church in Cornwall is said to be the home of a half-man, half-owl creature, which has been terrifying locals and holiday makers since the 1920s. Yes, the earliest sighting was in 1924, I do believe. St. Mornan and St. Stephen's Church, located about a mile away from the village, centre of Mornan Smith, is a peaceful building surrounded by woods and boasting a breathtaking sea view. But according to Cornish folklore, it has been haunted by a human-sized owl with large wings, long claws, and glowing eyes. The Owlman of Mourne Smith was the first sighting of the Owlman, was only reported in April 1976. On that day, two teenage girls on holiday with their parents in the village are said to have walked down to the old and remote church. On top of the church tower, they saw what they described as a terrifying birdman with wings and feathers. The story says that they were so scared by the sighting that their father decided to put an end to their holiday and leave Cornwall immediately. So, that is a big fucking deal. This is, it's not like this is in the 2000s or, you know, 2010s or 2020s. This is in 1976. Money was tight. Families couldn't just jet off to Spain. You know, the average working class family couldn't jet off to Spain or, you know, other parts of the world. This was probably a big fucking holiday. And for their father to cut it off, cut it short, means these girls were fucking either terrified, or they were brought into a prank. If they were brought into a prank, they must have convinced their father of seeing a otherworldly creature just for him to cut the holiday short. And it wasn't, oh, they were leaving that day, so he cut it an hour. I think they had 2 days left, if I remember rightly. And yeah, they to cut it short 2 days, it's a big fucking deal. Big fucking deal. In July of the same year, two 14-year-old girls decided to go camping in the area but spotted a giant owl of human size with glowing eyes. All eyes turned to the village and the discovery made the national headlines. However, the Owlman was quickly branded a hoax when people realised that all reports led back to one man, magician and paranormal researcher Tony Doc Shields. Interesting.
It's fake.
At the time, the mysterious man was having a moment of glory for taking part in a project to find and invoke monsters. He also allegedly saw the Loch Ness Monster and took a picture of it. He lived in St. Ives for years before moving to Ponasnouf. Is that for me? Is that Ponasnouf? We're going to read it out and we're going to hear it all together. So bear with me. We're going to read it out, folks, and you're going to hear it the same time I'm going to hear it.
Ponsinuf.
All right. Fuck me, my dyslexia. Holy shit. But has now left Cornwall for Ireland. People dismiss the claims of there being an owlman haunting the church. And its yard, the nearby woods, explaining that the teenagers had probably seen a very big owl. They saw anything at all, but since then, several sightings of the creature have been reported on the internet. Last year, a ghost hunter from Falmouth claimed he spotted the owlman and that his friend got attacked by it. Mark Davis was in the graveyard with his friend Chris Power, 36, from Manchester. He said there lay lines which are under the ground near the church and they give off paranormal activity. Well, are there ley lines near it, or are they just trying to feed us a load of bull crap? there was a hissing in the trees and you could hear flapping. I heard it go right over my head and I was shocked. That's when I saw the figure and it had horns on its head. It was mad. On the meter I had, which picks up electric magnetic energy that we use to detect ghosts, I was getting conscious replies to my questions through it. That's telling me there's a demonic energy and it wasn't safe. My mate got attacked. He had scratches on his arm. His camera broke too. He didn't see anything. He just felt this surge of energy he had. He didn't realize it till about half an hour later when he felt some burning. It's not a place I would advise anyone go there alone. Let's put it that way. Well, I'm going to go there by myself. Apparently, this is an image. I don't think you'll be... I will put myself little in there. I put myself little screen and we can see the image together. So, yes, the image... looks like a man. It does look like there's two horns. It's a weird image. You can maybe see a couple of legs. You don't really see any arms. You see, they do look like horns. They do. But look, I can't tell the one on the right, but the one on the left, it does look like it's a very long horn. One on the right, quite possibly the same, but who knows? I'm going to put myself big screen because I am a vain motherfucker. Yeah, let's have a look. How big do owls get? What is the largest owl ever on record? Did you know the largest owl in the world? It has a wingspan of around 2 meters. The title of largest owl in the world belongs to the Blakiston fish owl. What the fuck is that?
Blakiston fish.
Great horned owls can be 19 to 35 inches tall with a wingspan of 4.6 feet. That's quite big. 35 inches, about 90 centimeters, so 10 away from a meter. It's not very big. You wouldn't really mistaken that for a person now, would you? You just wouldn't. I know there is big owls out there. I know there is, but here in England. So the other story. This has to be one of the strangest myths to be found anywhere in Cornwall and also one of the most modern, as it's the first recorded sighting of this half-man, half-owl creature came in 1926. The incident was reported by the Cornish Echo newspaper. An article described two young boys being chased by a large and ferocious bird in the woods near Mornend Church. It was claimed that the boys had hidden from the creature with giant claws behind a steel granite or grating. The next and most infamous sighting was by two sisters, which we just covered. Some 50 years after the first sighting, there seems to be several telling similarities between the two incidents. And before I continue, this is off Budoc Veen website. I have no idea. It's a hotel on the river. I'm going to bookmark that because that might be near this place, Mornend Church. So the incident, the girls who from Lancashire claimed that they were chased by a huge bird with red eyes and massive claws that they described as looking like blacksmith's pinchers. The whole family were so terrified by the events, they cut their holiday short. which we've gone over. However, the girl's father, Don Mellon, later gave a local man, Tony Doc Shields, who had an interest in the supernatural, which we've just covered, that June. So, yeah, I will get into my thoughts at the end of the show. We will get into my thoughts at the end of the show, folks. We have a few more to go over. So, the culture and the echoes. Unlike many owl species that prefer shelter away from human influence, the owlman is often found near human settlements, especially in locations with strong culture or historical significance. Different from genuine owls, the owlman's behavior in mythology often includes actively interacting with people and sometimes even causing mischief. Similar creatures across cultures, the owlman's legend extends beyond mere sightings. It draws parallels with other mysterious beings such as the infamous Mothman. In various cultures, the owl are associated with wisdom, knowledge, and magic. They are also believed to be messengers of death and bad luck. Oh, shit. Some cultures even considered owls sacred and worship them as deities. Well, who knows what pagans used to believe? Could owls back in pagan times have been a deity? Who knows? Who knows? Because, let's face it, England, before what it is now, like, if you're going back, England was conquered, continuously conquered, so histories got lost. Yeah, histories were lost to time. It's shocking how much history we have lost. We've got a lot of history, but, you know, especially during pagan times, because we've been conquered that many times, the histories of the land were obviously burnt and destroyed, because the conquerors didn't want that history. They wanted their own history. So what do people believe around the Owlman of Cornwall? Local folklore. Locals in Cornwall considered the Owlman part of their folklore. Some believe it is a guardian spirit, or some believe it's a harbinger of doom, while others see it as a mysterious and elusive creature. Could this be a creature that hasn't been quite discovered yet? It sort of blends in with similar looking owls, so disguises itself. And we've just not documented it yet. Cryptid enthusiast. For those interested in cryptozoology, the Owlman represents an unidentified cryptid. The local, they speculate about the origins, behavior, and existence. Skeptics and the hoax theory. Barn owls, some argue, that the sightings are merely barn owls or large birds. Well, barn owls, quite possibly a meter. Pranks and hoaxes, where I would possibly go to. There's speculation that the initial sightings were a hoax, orchestrated by Tony Doc Shields, known for such pranks. Culture curiosity. The Owlman continues to intrigue people who appreciate mystery, mythology, and the unexplained. Well, I definitely do appreciate that. So, what could some explanations be of the Owlman? Barn owls is one. Eurasian eagle owl, Reverend Lionel Fanthorpe suggests that Eurasian Eagle Eyes sightings may have contributed to the legend. Hoax, which we've just gone over. I've doubled myself just in case I lost anything. So let's have a little pathway to similar folklore, similar legends. The Apache tribes of American Southwest have a fascinating legend involving a creature known as the Big Owl. Here are the key details, origin and description. The Big Owl is depicted as a giant in Apache mythology. It is said to have carried off human beings, often in its basket, and feasted upon them. Among the Karikahua, I fucking butchered that. I do apologize. I really do. I didn't want to butcher the Native American because their tribes are fascinating, absolute fascinating. So I'm going to try it one last time. The Chiricahua and the Apache tribes, this monster is portrayed as a formidable figure. I really do apologize if I butchered the Chiricahua. I really do apologize. I hope I haven't, but I do believe I have. Culture Hero's Conquest. According to the Apache accounts, the Culture Hero defended the giant or Big Owl before the earth became habitable for mankind. The hero's victory over the monstrous creature is a significant part of their mythology. Various episodes in different tales featured the Big Owl. In one episode, captives escaped by showing the monster a horned toad, which it fears. Women evade the creature by pretending to be dead. Two boys or girls exhaust the giant by leading it in different directions. Victims sometimes escape from its basket by grabbing tree limbs as they are carried underneath. The moccasin game connection. In other story, the Big Owl participates in the moccasin games against small being creatures. The lizard discovers the monster's weakness, a hidden spot where its heart lies. Now, I just touched on them. They are all fantastic and fascinating, but I just quickly touched on them. So, can you protect yourself against the Owlman? So, a funny one before we go on to the serious one. When it comes to the Owlman of Cornwall, whether the legendary creature from Cornish folklore or the super villainous counterpart of Batman, here are some imaginative ways to protect yourself against the Owlman. Befriend the Owl. Befriend the owls. Instead of fearing the owl man, befriend the owl. Learn their habits, study their fighting patterns, and perhaps they'll share their secrets with you. Carry owl feathers. Folklore suggests that the owl feathers bring protection. Tuck one in your pocket or wear it as a talisman. Whisper riddles. Owls love riddles. If you encounter the owl man, challenge it to a riddle duel. Who knows, it might fly away in frustration. Now, the serious one. So, here are some ways to protect yourself against the cryptid that is known as the owl man of Cornwall. Common sense and preparedness. So, if you encounter the owl man of Cornwall, rely on common sense, carry bear mace if you can get some, and be aware of your surroundings. Basic survival and camping tips apply. For a supernatural protection, consider invoking the law of dominion. This spiritual protection involves inviting prime source creator and benevolent beings of light to surround and guide you. Remember, intention matters. Folk magic and lore. Explore folk magic traditions from around the world. Centuries of protective practices exist. You might find some that resonate with you. So, that is my episode of the Owlman of Cornwall. There wasn't too much. There's a lot of skeptics out there. There's a lot of bullshit stories out there on this one. There's a lot of intriguing, interesting stories as well, but they're all very short and sweet. I've looked into it. The picture does look a bit dodgy. So do I believe that the Owl Man of Cornwall is real? No. I believe this is quite possibly a prank. Now, the first one in 1920, I don't think that was maybe a prank. Maybe that was a big fucking owl. A big fucking owl that has maybe gone extinct. Maybe the boys were just exaggerating and they were just chased off by a big owl. But when telling their story, they exaggerated. Maybe quite possibly the same with the girls. Maybe they exaggerated their stories. But that one's definitely, it definitely does make me want to believe this story a little bit more. Because with the dad cutting his holiday short, that's a big fucking deal. That really is a big fucking deal. Yes. Yes, they were on holiday in the UK, but this was in the 70s. Money was fucking tight. Money's still tight, but back then, fucking hell. I quite possibly believe this might have been a prank. I hope not. But then they were all terrified and they all pissed off pretty fucking sharpishly. Makes me believe that this could possibly be a real cryptid, but I'm still going on my gut. I think this is more of a prank, more maybe a misidentified owl, but more definitely more of a prank. I'm definitely gonna go to this place in Cornwall, Mornam in Cornwall. I'm gonna check it out and see if I can provoke the little fucker, see if I can get, apparently, looking it up, it's not on a ley line, but that one article I had up, it apparently is on a ley line. I don't fucking know. I know there's a book of ley lines I can get, which I'll have to get after maybe rent at a library and fuck spending money, and just see if what ley lines do occur. Because you go on the internet, and the internet's the fucking internet. You go on one site, and there's ley lines all over the place. And then you go on another site, there's no ley lines in the same place. But it's like, what the fuck? I just want to know where the ley lines are. But it's definitely, I don't think it is on a ley line. But again, that could be me looking at the wrong sites. I'm not looking at Pornhub this time. But yeah, so my thoughts is this screams, it screams prank or hoax, quite possibly more hoax, especially with that paranormal and magician fellow. So yeah, that's my thought on it. I would love nothing more than this to be real. I really would. Unlike last week's case, which I do actually believe that one, I believe this is more hoax / prank. The Owl Man, but a fascinating story, fascinating lookup, and a fascinating underappreciated UK cryptid. Wrong word, I know. But I'm gonna get out your hair tonight now, folks. I've been hammering on now for some time, so I'm gonna get out your hair as the final notes of our eerie symphony fade into the abyss. Dear listeners, we step curiously back from the edge of the unknown. Whisperers in the night, the Owl Man of Cornwall has led us through a moonlit graveyard where shadows danced and secrets stirred. But beware, the Owl Man's wingspan stretch beyond mere folklore. It brushes against the veil of reality, leaving behind echoes of forgotten nightmares. Those crimson eyes, they pierce the darkness, seeking souls lost in the labyrinth. As you switch off your devices, remember to glance over your shoulder. Perhaps, just perhaps, the Owl Man perches on your windowsill, feathers ruffling in anticipation. And so, my fellow seekers of truth, keep those lanterns lit, your courage intact, and your dreams haunted until the next moonrise, this is Rare Eddie One signing off. Stay naughty, stay rude, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I will see you next week. Peace.